Orange County.
I had no idea that was your husband.
To New Jersey.
I never expected this.
Toughen up, toughen up.
Get behind the scenes and relive the drama.
Don't talk to him. He's a little twerp.
All of this is unimportant to me.
With exclusive interviews and celebrity guests.
Let me tell you something right now.
This is Getting Real with the Housewives.
Hey guys, welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christine Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Mary Cosby, who talks about her unconventional marriage to her step-grandfather and her current friendship status with Jen Shah.
Now that you have one season under your belt, how are you feeling about everything?
Mixed feelings about everything, and apprehensive with excitement, with curiosity, just a mix of everything, I guess. Yeah. Negative and positive.
What was it like watching back this season for you so far?
I think the main thing watching back is how things are played out and how things were portrayed and edited. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Things were portrayed and how things kind of played itself out.
Yeah.
So just that was really interesting for me.
Yeah. What was the hardest part for you to watch back?
Well, I think the hardest part is when I said I got frustrated because I felt like I was being blamed for Jen. Mm-hmm. And her aunts, and the way I conveyed it was not, that's the only thing that like still pains me that I said that way. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then, you know, obviously I know you can't tell me too much about the reunion, but how was that experience for you, and how did you feel walking away from it?
Well, the reunions are always exciting, and they're always like, you get to glam up and get dressed, but then you get to get all the dirty laundry out, and everyone gets to, so that's always something to look forward to, and that's always exciting. I feel good about the entire first season and everything. I feel very good. So
I know in a recent interview, Jen did say that there was hope for a future relationship between the two of you. Do you feel the same way?
A hope for a friendship. I mean, I see us being amicable. I see us like being cordial, but friendship, I wouldn't go that far on my side, but I mean, you never know, you know. I'm open to forgiveness, and it just has to, just because I forgive doesn't mean I'm all in, and
yeah.
I still have to heal, maybe. Yeah. and proceed with it. So.
Right. I mean, what was it like seeing her? Because that was the first time you guys saw each other, right, in a while at the reunion. So what was it like kind of sitting down, you know, socially distanced, face-to-face?
What I expected.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't really explain what it was like, because I don't feel like I was ever, like, emotional about her. I think it was more the emotional side was actually coming towards me. So I didn't really give it a lot of thought. I was more excited about my dress.
Well, you look fabulous.
Your answer, but it's the truth. So yeah.
I mean, going into this, and now that you've experienced it for a year, was it what you expected? Was it nothing like you expected at all? I mean, kind of, you know, kind of walk me through it a little bit.
I don't think you can ever expect this kind of walk of life or this kind of industry or just this kind of reality. You know, it's like it kind of takes its own nature, and it takes its own like way, and then develops into something that you never seen coming. Yeah. And it's like you're either there to accept it or you're there to be like, so I tried to like navigate through it and just go with it and just be honest during the whole thing so that I wouldn't have regrets coming looking back. So I did keep that in the forefront. So nothing to expect, but everything to not expect, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't explain.
Totally. Yeah. Expect the unexpected. You know, Jen also described the reunion as backstabbing. Do you agree? And how would you describe it in kind of just one word?
The reunion?
Yeah.
I say rebellions. Mm-hmm. It is a very rebellious type of experience.
Yeah.
It opened eyes and turned on a lot of lights and to a lot of different personalities.
Mm-hmm. You know, what do you have to say when people are saying that you are making up that Lisa and Meredith said that they were scared of Jen? You know, did you know that Whitney was going to go to Jen about this?
that got covered, mm-hmm. and it got, and I have no regrets. I said what I said, and how do I say it without saying you will see that what I said was accurate.
Right.
It was interpreted wrong, mm-hmm. but it was very well so true. So
yeah, I mean, was that tough for you to kind of listen to after you know somebody tells you something and then they're saying that they don't tell you something, so it's a she said type of thing. So that's
kind of frustrating. Tell me that. Mm-hmm. They didn't say that. And it was portrayed as in a way that they did, but it underlying it was the truth. And the way I said it, I think Whitney had a one too many, mm-hmm. and she opens it up, and I love her for it because she was like, well, maybe that part I added, and so it I don't want to tell you, but it works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Jen overreacted to the whole thing, you know, throwing the glasses and things like that?
Her whole behavior was overreaction, just mm-hmm. too much, over the top for me, for my type of, you know, company. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could not be fearing for what I might have to, you know, it's like, why? You know, it's like, okay. So yeah, the whole thing was just, yeah, it's a little much.
A little much, yeah. After the season, who did you become closest with? And did you have any, you know, surprise relationships that really popped up?
No, I became closest to Meredith. Mm-hmm. As kind of gradually, as the progressed with the show, we got closer and closer to time. And I think at the end of when everything was done and I think finalized, I think Meredith and I is probably, that's kind of like my girl.
Yeah. Were you happy to see her?
Me.
She does. Were you happy that she and Seth decided to give their relationship another shot?
Of course. Of course I am. Like, they're so cute. And they, like, yeah. You always want the best for your friend and their husband and their life, you know? Especially when people are wishing bad. Mm-hmm. And that took a hunk of negativity out of Meredith's life. So to, like, that's the result of it. Of course. It's like, you got to give from, it's always like the bad with the good thing. You know, the bad, and then here comes the good. Yeah. So I'm super happy for them too. Like, I love them both. They're amazing.
Good. Yeah. I mean, did this change your relationship with your husband at all? Because, you know, sometimes when you let cameras into your home, it does put a strain on relationships, and we've seen it in the past. Did that happen to you at all? Or did you find that it really had no change?
It had zero change. Mm-hmm. Only because I felt like I had to protect Robert Sr. And I always kept him in the real, and I didn't, you know, so no, it didn't change us. I mean, I think we're solid. I mean, yeah, it didn't change.
I mean, what was it like opening up about your marriage? Because obviously it's not the conventional marriage that or how you guys have met and got together and things like that. And I think probably a lot of people were taken back about it because they're not used to hearing something like that. So what was the reaction to the public, and what was that like for you?
I was not expecting it to be dropped on social media. Mm. That was a kind of more of a disappointment for me, because I feel like social media is a place I don't feel comfortable in. It's like somewhere I have to be because I have to be there. But how I feel coming out with just saying, I just said my truth. And I was ready to air it. And I felt like it was time, and I felt like it was the right thing to do. And I didn't, I mean, it is unconventional, but it's not unheard of, I guess, in other countries. And I really just didn't care. I went into it with a nonchalant, like, take either accept it or keep it moving.
And what do you mean by dropping on social media? Do you mean like when the trailer dropped? Like, so you didn't get to
see it? Yeah, when they dropped their stories, they put that story like right there with me. And so that, for me, that just bad tagged me. Yeah. And it just put like it didn't set it in a good light for me. Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I did think it was interesting when you did talk about your marriage. You said, you know, at first you didn't marry for love, but when did it turn into love? Because obviously you both have been together for a very long time. You have a successful marriage, you have a son. I mean, so when did this kind of change into a loving relationship?
I think it started changing into a loving relationship when I started wanting a son. Mm-hmm. And that was probably about 2 or 3 years into the marriage. And like, we were best friends. We traveled everywhere. We seen everything together. And then I just like got mommy hungry and I really wanted a son. And like, we tried, and that's the worst. No one try. Just let it go and let it happen. And so, you know, we tried for like a year. And then I think that's when I felt I knew that this was my life. Yeah. Once I started having that craving for a mom and a family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You met your person, and like, you know, you met him in a unconventional way, like we said.
And you know, I'm something I'm not ashamed of, because, mm-hmm. because it got, I feel like what I did, I got it right. Yeah. So like, had I did the wrong thing, I think time by now would have told me bad. Mm-hmm. So I have no regrets. I have no shame. I'm here to present and open myself up to whoever's interest is. And I don't know why. I don't even know where I'm going in this. I just know I felt like it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And here I am.
How does your son feel about all of this?
My son, I would tell the world to pray for my son. He doesn't even watch the show. Mm-hmm. He's like, he thinks Jen's mean to me. He thinks I can't handle it. He's like, he tells his friends, don't watch the show. They're mean to my mom. So he's like that 17, 18 mentality where he's protective of me and he just doesn't think it's fair. And so he doesn't even watch it. Yeah. We don't even have conversations about it. Yeah. Except when he's in it. And he's like, oh, that's cool, mom.
I know you said you don't really pay attention too much to social media, but do you ever see the comments? Do you pay attention to any of the social media haters? Do you comment on any of these trolls? And how have you dealt with this, you know, new found spotlight onto your life?
I find it to be, it's what you make it and how you accept it and take it into your equation of your personal life. I try to separate myself from it. Sometimes I read it and sometimes I respond back to them and then block them. And then sometimes I just read it and like, okay, it's your opinion. And I try to separate it and I try not to put emotion into it because I know that this is what I put myself into. So I know they're out there. I know that there's more than people like, huh? Like what? You're rant? Like what? It doesn't make sense. But it's like in my mind, I'm not here to make sense. I'm here to tell you this is what Mary is and this is what I'm about and this is my story. And you don't have to accept it, or you can. So, and then I stop right there.
Were you disappointed in some of the girls with how they judged your relationship?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was very disappointed in the treatment of it and just the treatment of me and as far as like being taking sides and it was definitely unfair on my end of the stick, but it is what it is. And I signed up for it. So if I signed up for it, then am I disappointed? Yeah. I'm very disappointed in how they, not very mature.
Yeah. We did hear that season 2 is happening. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about going into this? And what do you want to do differently the next time around?
I wouldn't do anything differently. Hopefully they'll put me in more scenes because I feel like they was very skeptical in the first season of me and a lot of me got, you know, taken out. I think now that they know that I can hold my own and that people want more of me, I think it'll be more storylines of Mary and more. I want to make it more personal why I have this platform, not about my marriage and unconventional and, you know, it's stuck in a negative light. So I'm ready to come out of that negative light and be into the positive light.
Sure. And I mean, why do you think they were skeptical about you? Or why do you feel like that?
I don't know. I think that, you know, it depends. People have reasons why they act the way they act. Mm-hmm. And you can only respond to their reaction and, you know, deal with that. But I just think that, I mean, it's just not, it's not every day. You know, it's not every day. And then some people just not educated. Should I say that? Ignorant to learning to be open to a broader thing in the world that happens to people that, you know, instead of being narrow-minded.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if you pay attention to any of the other housewives or, you know, watch any of the other shows, but I know, you know, Bronwyn is a big topic lately because I do too. I think she's fantastic, but I would love to get your take on what, because her definition of marriage is also different. I mean, she says that she has a modern marriage. They both see other people. I mean, I'd love to get your take on that. And if you think that like modern marriages can work.
I think anything can work if two walk together and they agree. Mm-hmm. If they're both in agreement of what they're doing with their marriage, of course it could work.
Yeah.
It can't be double standard. Mm-hmm. Nothing, you know, so other than that, if two walk together and agree, yes, it'll work. And I feel like I don't give it a thought. It's their marriage, it's their life, and it's my marriage, my life, and I'm only worried about me and my life. So.
Totally.
But I do love Bronwyn, by the way.
Yeah. I do too. I think she's fantastic. As long as everybody's happy, that is all that matters.
Yeah, you want people happy at the end of the day.
All right, well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. But if you want some more Housewives news, make sure you head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.